So let's talk a little bit about the other agent that was on our list of five new approved agents, which is cabozantinib. And Ghassan, you've obviously been in the middle of this. Maybe you can talk a little bit about one of the patients, specifically this 71-year-old man.
Sure. So a 70-year-old man with hepatitis C related HCC, stage 4 disease, Child-Pugh A, received lenvatinib and nivolumab, and most concerned about side effects, and we started him on cabozantinib.
What happened?
Cabozantinib was limited by fatigue and required dose reduction from the 60 to 40 milligram, but patient had stable disease for a year.
And what was his quality of life like during that year?
I would say acceptably okay. The dose reduction was needed. The fatigue was really limiting, but by all means, once we reduced the dose, definitely patient did better.
Anything characteristic about the type of fatigue you see with cabozantinib? What do patients say to you?
Probably more importantly than anything else, and if we were to compare to what we reported on the five dimensions, five levels, quality of life on the EQ, I would say probably a little bit of less interest or not a enthusiasm for doing their activities. And number two, probably the fatigue was related to some of the anxiety and depression or keenness on getting better.